You are now listening to us. It is now 2025.
We got my mic up, my bad.
Child, I hope this is not a sign of things to come.
Questionable.
But hey, it's Michael with
Tatiana.
First of all, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. This is the first Watch for the Hook Wednesdays 2025. Had to give a round of applause.
Really now.
So we just want to thank y'all for tuning in, man. And also, happy 2025 to you, Ms. Parker, and to all of us that have made it through the year.
Okay, because listen, 2024 was questionable at best, but 2025 is going to be with it, okay? With it.
Me and my wife been claiming this for a long time. I told her, I said, baby, let's get through 24 with me. She said, dude, this year been yearing. She said, I said, huh? She said, this year has been a year.
It's been a whole hot mess.
But like I tell her, I said, now you know something? We have worked our asses off. We have tried to get a better understanding. We have done things that we have not done before.
It almost makes me one of them church songs. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. It's a gospel song.
I've had
some good days. But 2025, we with it. I'm ready.
Yeah, 2025 gonna be that year to say this. Oh, wait, in the words of DJ Khaled.
I knew he was gonna say that.
All the way up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Fat Joe. All the way up.
I knew he was gonna say that.
Yeah, it's gonna be all the way up, man. We just wanna say we thank y'all for tuning in today, right now. We're going to be talking about understanding and learning.
Or I like to say, making the necessary adjustments.
And I like that because you see how the quarterback option, and then she picked it up for me, and she ran off with it. So, yeah, we talking about making the necessary adjustments.
Whether it's planned, prepped, or in-game action, quote, real time, right?
And a lot of people got to understand that. Life and business, it's a lot of real time.
It's pretty much all real time. I mean, you can fail to plan or you can plan to fail, right?
Yes.
Right? But regardless, there's some planning and you have to make those necessary real time adjustments because that's when it counts.
Yeah. At any point in time, you can have an issue arise in life and in business. Mm-hmm. Isn't that correct?
That's true.
How your business or how your life goes after that is dealing with the reactions.
It is.
To what has happened to you or your business.
It absolutely is. Yeah, that's true.
And when you think about, do you panic? Remember the old saying,
do you prevail?
That panic or prevail or the old flight or flight?
Fight or flight.
Yeah.
Fight or flight syndrome. Yeah. What'd you say? Pressure burst pipes?
Yes. Are you going to now make for what you believe and love in your business? Or are you going to fight and just leave it?
Yeah.
This happens every... These are everyday business decisions. We're not...
It's honestly stressing. Everyday life decisions.
Yes. Because every day a business opens and a business closes across the world.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And how they got to this point is based on their adjustments.
Yes.
So...
Real time. Or plan.
Let's talk about, for us, Watch for the Hook. We've looked at, if you look at trends and understand how your business works, we have data from 2019, even though we didn't start.
Right.
We had to use that data to start for 2020. We got data from 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, and now 2024. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We always talked about in 24, which we're closing out. Man.
We've closed out.
Yeah, we've closed out at this point. I wish I knew this back then.
Right.
So how can you make that statement? It's because you've now gotten some data or something that's told you, man, look what you learned and look what you now understand better.
So, but even with making necessary adjustments, real-time adjustments, anything like that. So it's one thing for you to actually make them, right? Because that takes a lot.
It does.
That takes a lot. But it's another for you to have that vision where you can see something needs to change.
You got to see something on the horizon.
Yeah.
Or you had to see something in the rearview.
You got to be able to see, period. Some people don't have that vision to see. Quarterback has field vision, right?
Good ones do.
Yeah. A point guard has court vision.
Good ones do.
So they spearhead. They essentially lead, essentially, because they're the ones that are supposed to have the vision to know how things should happen, how things should flow. But the key there is they have vision. So if you're so blinded where you don't even see where adjustments need to be made, you can't make the adjustments.
Basically, the good thing that you're saying is you need to be a facilitator in your business.
You do, but you need to be, one thing I've always said, open-minded enough to see when changes need to happen. And don't be sitting up here week after week, you know, month after month, talking about, I know some adjustments need to be made, because I've actually heard coaches say, oh, I know some adjustments need to be made. So, A, what adjustments are you going to make? And B, when are you going to make them?
Because when you have to get in your ass whooped in life or in business.
Right.
And you ain't making no adjustments.
Right.
That shit hurt.
It's stagnant.
Yes.
It's stale and it'll make you not want to move forward. You won't have any momentum. If you have momentum or if you have a team around you, they lose their momentum. Everybody just stops caring.
Yeah.
Because it's lackluster because ain't no changes. The end result isn't changing because none of the catalysts are changing.
Yeah. And they say bark is always the first thing for a change.
Shoot, yeah.
You need some excitement. You need something going on. You need some growth. You need some energy.
Mm-hmm.
And people are looking for that energy.
And you need some synergy.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Your energy can be misplaced. Like
yes.
A mug.
Yes.
And in business, my wife was talking earlier. If you are out here with a bad ego or a bad understanding of your business, and you are putting your business, your energy in a bad spot, that bad energy would then affect your business. You have to understand there are certain things that some people are good at and some people are not good at.
Right, right.
It's okay. Everybody can be great at everything. And we talk about this all the time. Most successful business people are now on their third or fourth iteration.
Yeah, but this is the thing. That's not what's broadcasted. But let me also, right? Because you only see the we made it part, right?
Yes, the look easy part.
The look easy part. But if you know, or if you are aware that this is their second, third, fourth iteration, then what you should also know is, number one, they had vision to see where changes needed to be made. And then number two, they took action to make the necessary adjustments.
And they also took losses.
They did.
Because you don't get to the second, third, fourth iteration if the number one, first one, did not fail.
Exactly.
Which means most successful people have had failures in their life.
Exactly.
Failures, okay.
Because you just learn from it.
You have to learn from it. Like nobody, just throw a baseball analogy out there. Nobody has a 1,000% batting average. You know why? Because somebody struck out at least once.
Right.
You grounded out once. You pop flied once. You fouled out once. Did you see those scenarios? All those come from you doing what? Swinging the bat. You can also strike out looking.
Mm-hmm.
And that one.
Not paying attention.
No. Even that, you know what happened? You just didn't swing.
Did you
even get the bat off your shoulder. You just didn't swing.
Right.
You was froze.
Right, right, right.
Like, you didn't have to be confused. You just froze. And the pitcher said, you can take your ass back to the dugout.
Right now.
Right now.
Gone on. Right now.
And life will throw you, life will throw you curveballs. Like, yeah, this happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
And this is where you as an individual or entity or a person or a company, you have to bounce back from. We call this watch for the hook for a reason.
Right.
I wouldn't even understand. If we told y'all the hooks we dealing with right now, I mean, Jesus, if we would tell you all 1,000% of the things we deal with,
you probably think we were lying.
That would be number one. Number two, they would say, y'all are fucking idiots. Number three, they would say, you're fucking crazy.
Yep.
Number four, they would say, ooh, God, why?
Why, Jesus? Why? And why?
Like we talked about this in previous episodes, it's easy to not do it.
Yeah, it is.
My lives would be so much easier.
They would.
To not do it.
They would. We could probably like vacation a lot more.
But it wouldn't be as fulfilling. It's okay. It's fine.
You think so? It might be less fulfilling, but it also be like less headache, you know?
It'd be a lot of the lesser things. But also, when you are trying to build something, building don't come easy.
Nope.
When you're trying to establish something, it does not come easy.
Nope.
When you are in whatever endeavors you are trying to do in life, and it's easy come and easy go, that means you're starting and stopping a lot.
When you are trying to leave a legacy that will be greater than you, God, does not come easy.
Speaking of legacy greater than me, it's here. It's so here. I can't tell you it's not here. It's just not on the website.
Yeah.
But it's here.
Yeah.
It's coming. I know y'all been like, damn, do you even talk about this for
a line.
It's here. Legacy greater than me. It's here. Just get ready. www.watchforthehook.com. Legacy greater than me. Be here pretty soon. Y'all will see it coming. But what we're talking about is we're just sitting there saying, you have to get the understanding to predict stuff and be ready for it. Because you have to, by now, you got to see it coming a little
so
bit.
So I wouldn't use the word predict, right?
Yeah.
I would probably term it anticipate, expect.
Exactly.
I would probably do something like that. Because if you're trying to predict something, that's very futuristic, right?
Yeah.
But if you are anticipating and if you have an expectation, that means you got some groundwork and some foundation from the past that you're looking at.
Yeah. We've looked at data.
Yeah.
We've understood some trends. Let's just be honest. We were like, oh, I knew this was going to hit.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to kill them with this one. And damn, they still alive. Hey, it's still on the website. Thought y'all was going to let me kill with that one. Damn, y'all still alive. www.watchforthehook.com. We look at things like that. We understand, like, when we are thinking about apparel and apparel designs, we still stay true to what we decided back in 2019, 2020. Yeah.
With some necessary adjustments, right? Within reason.
Within reason. But also ain't going with the fuck you bitch and the whole
I'm not going to do that.
Still positive based, still the message based, with great graphics and text design. We flip flop those things in and out, and we keep it going. Even if you're watching the video right now, Ms. Parker has a text graphic on. I got text and design. So that just lets you know that we're paying attention to things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what you have to do in business. You have to look. And like she said a little while ago, anticipate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if your anticipation is off a little bit, that's okay. Because even if you are using that anticipation method, you're going to learn from it.
Yeah.
You're going to get some data points for it.
Yeah, you should.
We learned, listen, 124, lay back. Ooh. Oh, life.
I'd have covered my whole.
Life was lifing. When I tell you life has been lifing.
Yeah, it's been interesting to say the least. It's been
an interesting journey to say the least, but we still here.
Mm-hmm.
There's the old little adage shit about the head, my chinny chin chin, I won't let you in.
Hey, healthy. right here.
And you just got to understand, it takes a lot.
It does. It takes consistency. It takes open-mindedness. It takes willingness. It takes creativity. It takes failing successfully, right?
Why can you have a successful failure?
If you learn from it, you make the adjustments, you don't stop. You go forward based on what you learned from that failure. That was successful.
Damn.
That was a successful
You got
failure.
A lesson and a loss.
Mm-hmm.
L and an L.
Yep.
A lesson and a loss.
Yep.
Man, that is some, oof. You know, that right there can hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trying to pick out the lesson and a loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Successfully failing.
A lot of people are going to be like, damn, success and failing.
Yeah.
I'm broke. I'm at the bottom.
And I'm going to tell you, when we were, now it would have been, yeah, this past summer, we were at the Congress for Future Medical Leaders.
Oh, yeah, when you were Tay Tay.
Yeah. We were there, spent a week with some super intelligent people, brilliant minds, deans of some of the most prestigious universities, inventors of you know, the patents for the CAR T cell, you know, that's trying to find the genes that combat cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But listening to them talk, like, their successes now was not one, two, three iterations down. It's like 10.
So basically,
these were some expensive failures, 1 through 9.
So you saying is, you had listening to people who in the field of academia, in the field of science, research,
math,
failed multiple times. They failed over and over and over.
Yes.
But their drive said, hell no.
Yes.
I'm not finna give up.
Yeah.
To the 5th, 6th, 7th failure.
Yeah.
They didn't got hit with so many hooks, they jaw numb.
Yeah, yeah. But you learn from it. You make the necessary adjustments. And you try again. And it gets a little bit better. And then it didn't work, so it's still a failure. So you try again by making some more adjustments. You just keep trying. The whole point is to either approve or disprove a hypothesis, right?
And that's a question that somebody posed.
It's an educated guess.
Yeah, exactly. Because what you got to understand is science and research.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm running this and I'm going to
bring it. Science and research is rinse and repeat.
People think science is exact.
No.
That's why it's called science.
No.
It's not an exact science. That's the phrase.
Yeah.
It's not exact science. So everything in science, damn near in math too, it's not exact. That's why you can have those things that go on forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you're right. You're sitting there saying, these people said, tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit more information.
Yep.
Try it again.
Yep.
Got a little bit more information.
Yes.
Got a little bit closer. Try it again.
Yes.
Still ain't where I want to be. A little bit more information.
Yes.
Try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm closer. I'm getting there. Try again.
Right.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Go back. Bring it back. Come back again.
Mm-hmm.
Try again.
Yeah.
That's life. That's business. Like we said, there are not too many what we call and other things one hit or quitters that somebody got it right first time.
Right.
That they first business venture took off.
Right. Absolutely.
And they've been a gajillionaire. Or they made enough money for generational wealth and generational assets right off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
99% of that didn't happen.
But just listening to those individuals, prestigious Nobel Peace Prize winners. Like,
they just ain't had nobody there, about it, right?
They ain't anybody gave me one yet.
You deserve it, baby.
Give me one.
They give you the Parker Peace Prize. We're going to make that up. Parker Peace Prize.
I like it. I'll take it, right?
Parker Business Prize. I'll take it.
But, I mean, those individuals truly, absolutely, truly said they had to learn the art of failing successfully.
It's got to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Because when you fail, you stop, right? Typically. But if you fail successfully, you might stop. You're going to make some adjustments and you're going to start again.
That's true, because a lot of times when people fail, they become downtrodden, they get depressed, get upset, they get angry. All those emotions is in those movies with the little kids.
Yeah.
All them little emoji spectrum.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of the name of the movie, but I know what you're talking about.
And, you know, and people go through that when there's a business owner. I can tell y'all, there have been some emotional spectrums. In one day, we probably covered 12.
In the same day.
I mean, this may have been minutes or hours in between the highs
and the lows
and the indifferences and the what ifs. Like, those things can try your patience.
They can try you.
We say, try me or try Jesus.
Okay.
Some folks be like, you fuck around and find out. Listen, become a business owner. You will be the epitome of fuck around and find out. It's going to be good or bad.
Mood like the weather.
Hey, and if you live in Arkansas like we do, you get four seasons in one day.
Yeah.
Try it. But Ms. Parker, I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
2025, we are here. We are telling all our listeners, make this your year.
Yes.
However it is for you to make it.
Yes.
Energy into it.
That's right.
Make it that energy. And we'll catch y'all next time.
All right. Make the necessary adjustments. And if needed, fail successfully.
Catch y'all next time.